In the Damascus countryside, violence is clearly at high levels. Sayyida Zainab Quarter has been one of the targets of mortar shells launched by foreign-backed militants. Residential areas were the main landing points, as schools, houses and hotels were hit. The shrine itself, however, was not damaged and remains safe and sound. Nevertheless, security forces told Press TV they have killed armed men in nearby neighborhoods.
Mortars have hit several areas around the shrine. Hijjira and Diabiyah neighboring areas always witness clashes. There are armed men from different nationalities killed. Some were even from Chechnya. Earlier in the day, 10 militants were killed.
The area surrounding the shrine of Sayyida Zainab is completely clear of any militant group. People open their shops and families shop for their daily needs. However, the mortar shells are what the civilians mainly fear. It is clear that civilians are the ones suffering the most as a result of Syria's violence. Families here have so many tragic stories to tell. They said militants have kidnapped, tortured, and even killed their beloved ones. Marouche Khidr and her family were threatened by armed men to leave their homes in El Tel area in Damascus suburbs. She moved seeking security, but never found it. She said a mortar shell rocked her neighborhood, went through the wall of her room, and killed her daughter.
Armed gangs launched a mortar shell which hit us while we were sleeping. I felt as if the room literally exploded. I was sleeping with my children in the same room. We were all injured except for one of my daughters, who was killed.
As the Damascus suburbs were witnessing clashes, the city was hit with another explosion that claimed the lives of civilians and damaged their homes. Dozens were injured. A booby-trapped car bomb in El Mezzeh Jabal area left women and children once again victims of blasts of a months-long unrest. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.